Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Natural Hospital Birth, The Best of Both Worlds, by Cynthia Gabriel. Foreword by Timothy R.B. Johnson, M.D. Narrated by Nora Tochi. Publisher's Note: This audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit tantor.com and type Natural Hospital Birth into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page. Then, under the Supplemental Content section, please enter the access code LABOR. And then click the Unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. Foreword. Everything goes in cycles in medicine and in healthcare, just as in life. Cynthia Gabriel's new book comes at a fortuitous sweet spot when obstetric birth practices in the United States are again changing. As I write this, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists is liberalizing its statement on vaginal birth after cesarean delivery, VBAC, with the hope of expanding the use of VBAC, especially in smaller and rural hospitals, where it has been largely abandoned. With fathers now in attendance in operating rooms and extended families at vaginal births, and with increasing choices for pain relief and support persons, natural hospital birth will allow for improved collaboration and negotiation around these choices. It will be very useful not only to birthing women but also to physicians, nurse midwives, nurses, health policy makers, and hospital administrators. The 21st century is a time for collaboration. Midwives, family physicians, obstetric anesthesiologists, labor nurses, obstetrician gynecologists, and often high-risk obstetricians and neonatologists are collaborating in a much more constructive way than ever before. But they are doing so in an increasingly medicalized environment. This is the environment where Cynthia Gabriel focuses the lens for her book. Pregnant women seem to be turning away from childbirth education and turning toward epidural anesthesia. "I learned everything I need from a video," some say, whether it was a reality TV show or a professionally prepared educational video. Patients are getting more information than ever before in many new ways. But how are they processing the information? How are they using it to negotiate the care they want? It is time once again for women to educate themselves, as they did in the 1960s and 1970s with books like Our Bodies, Ourselves. In fact, the Boston Women's Health Book Collective has recently published Our Bodies, Ourselves, Pregnancy and Birth, which provides just the kind of detailed factual information that pregnant, or better yet, soon-to-be pregnant, women need. Natural hospital birth will be an invaluable supplement for women who want to put such factual knowledge about childbirth into use. Cynthia Gabriel takes a balanced view, as she clarifies not only the medical evidence, but also the biases that lead practitioners, family physicians, obstetricians, and nurse midwives to do the things that they do. Unquestionably, these things will change. Listeners can use this book to bring about constructive, positive changes that will improve women's birth experiences while making sure that safety is paramount. Nature often presents unexpected challenges, and these need to be anticipated and accepted. For those women who select the relative safety of a modern hospital as one way to handle the unexpected, reduce risks, and increase access to resources when the unexpected happens, Cynthia Gabriel gives good advice. "I always try to remember and teach that childbirth is a natural process that with little or no intervention normally turns out well. But nature does not assure a perfect or even a good outcome. Unfortunately, in too many low-income countries today, women die in childbirth. We are lucky in the United States that birth has become so safe that we can now focus on the quality of the birth experience. Our childbirth movement has provided a lesson for developing countries. It is a benefit, in fact, a right, for every laboring woman to have a support person, if not a support network, during pregnancy, in labor and delivery, and during the postpartum period. Having birth is safer when you're surrounded by people you can trust, who can look out for and advocate for your interests. Particularly rich is Cynthia Gabriel's chapter on birth plans. I ask all my pregnant patients at least to think through and preferably to write out a birth plan. Even in the most conservative and unaccommodating hospitals, laboring mothers have many potential advocates. These advocates, most often labor nurses, but occasionally birth educators, ombudspersons, social workers, lactation consultants, pain nurses or nurse anesthetists, doulas, and others, can be better advocates if they have a clear idea of a patient's wishes. There is no better roadmap for advocates to follow than a birth plan that is clearly written and succinct. Be careful, no one will finish reading a 15-page document. In fact, a good birth plan will serve as an invaluable roadmap for any labor nurse, anesthesiologist, or other care provider a patient comes in contact with, even in the ideal birth environment. Natural Hospital Birth is, to my knowledge, the first detailed book on pregnancy and labor that is written by a doula, and a doula with a developed anthropologic perspective. Like any good ethnographer, Cynthia Gabriel includes plenty of stories in her book. These birth narratives make the material very accessible. After all, any labor anywhere could be the subject of an engrossing soap opera or reality TV show. Pregnancy, childbirth, and new parenthood are too anticipated, too personal, and too important not to deserve careful preparation, not just for their immediate and long-term effects on the physical health of a woman and her infant, but for their long-term effects on the mother's mental health and self-confidence and the family's dynamics. Professionally written print and electronic media, childbirth classes, and now natural hospital birth are the kinds of resources that empower birthing women. I will add this book to the list of recommended resources I give to all my patients. Timothy R.B. Johnson, Chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Professor of Women's Studies, University of Michigan. Introduction. When I set out to write this book, I thought my perspective as a birthing mother was my most important resource. Certainly, my own experiences giving birth, one cesarean section after a wonderful natural labor, and two all-natural vaginal births, color my ideas about birth. But as I worked, I realized that my most valuable resources are my experience as a doula supporting women in hospital birth, and the trust in birth that I developed as an anthropologist. The point of view of a doula is distinct from that of an obstetrician or midwife. Doulas notice different things about birth than medical care providers do. When I read a book about natural birth authored by a physician, I realized that certain aspects of the hospital experience are invisible to her. She is never in the room when a birthing woman has to negotiate a medical procedure with a nurse. Since this physician is supportive of natural birth, she has not observed women fighting for a natural birth with an unsupportive caregiver. She does not drive to a family's home to support early labor and help a woman know the right time to go to the hospital. Physicians do not often hold a client's hand for 2 hours as she cries about a previous miscarriage while she is in the midst of labor. So, although it is true that obstetricians know a lot about birth that doulas do not know, it is also true that doulas know a lot about birth that obstetricians do not know. My experience as an anthropologist also gives me a unique window onto hospital birth. I understand birth from an evolutionary and cross-cultural perspective. Whereas doctors attend years of medical school to understand the physiology of our bodily processes, I attended years of graduate school to understand the culture and meaning of our bodily processes. In particular, my research into Russian birth gives me a comparative understanding of our own hospital practices. Anthropologists know that seeing anything, a family, a church, or a birth, in another culture, makes it possible to see details of our own experience that were previously imperceptible. What I brought back with me from a year of studying birth in Russia was an unshakable faith that natural birth can occur in the hospital setting. Of 66 births that I witnessed, only one was medicated. In North America, witnessing two natural hospital births in a row is rare. Most American doctors and midwives do not have the opportunity to witness natural hospital birth over and over again. Why do American women so seldom experience natural hospital birth? Why can't American women endure the pain of labor? While many birth researchers blame doctors and a century of medicalized childbirth, I have a different idea. I answer this question as an anthropologist. Two aspects of our culture seem particularly vital. The first is structural. We all live with constraints imposed on us by the structures of our healthcare system, the insurance business, and laws regarding liability. Obstetricians are the most sued doctors in the United States. An average obstetrician is sued 3 times in a career, and each suit can last 4 to 5 years. Russian doctors and midwives are paid by the government. Russia has virtually no insurance companies, and none of the Russian doctors whom I interviewed had ever been sued by a patient. The second aspect is related to our cultural values. Simply put, our culture does not honor birth pain. Here in the United States and Canada, our culture doesn't teach us that birth pain leads to something valuable. Our society fails to recognize the merit of most pain, not just birth pain, and we go to great lengths to avoid unpleasant feelings. So many North American women have experienced the pain of labor and then an epidural, that our collective memory about birth is now full of hurt, but is missing the feelings of ecstasy and success that natural birth provides. A few women compare the feeling of birth to orgasm. Though this is not how most women describe it, I think the comparison to an intense positive feeling of release after an extensive buildup makes sense. In Russia, by contrast, suffering is considered an admirable pathway to becoming a better person. Russians from all walks of life can speak eloquently about positive transformation through pain. Russia is not unique. Most other cultures in the world provide a lifelong message to girls and women that the physical labor of birth is not just valuable, it is heroic. To embrace the pain of labor, we must reclaim its value. I hope that natural hospital birth, the best of both worlds, will help women and their care providers appreciate the value of natural birth in their lives. We cannot easily change the insurance or legal systems by ourselves, but we can, each of us, reflect on the meaning of pain in our lives and make new decisions about what we will value and enjoy. Yes, We can even enjoy giving birth. When I talk with a woman who is nervous about giving birth, who is intimidated by stories of complications, and who believes that everyone needs drugs to get through labor, I do not tell her about medical studies, facts and figures, or side effects of drugs. I do not talk about what labor feels like. Instead, I tell her this one truth that matters more than any of those facts. I love giving birth. I love it. I enjoy it. I would happily do it many more times in my lifetime if I could. My three children's births could not have been more different from one another. My experiences of labor were intense. I felt great pain, not just surges or sensations as some describe contractions. I do not love giving birth because it is easy or pain-free. I love birth because when my body is bringing forth new life, I feel vibrant, important, and certain that the work I am doing is worthwhile. I learn the value of giving up control and accepting life as it is. Once, this has even meant accepting that my baby's birth was not going to happen the way I wanted. The best Russian births and the best American births, the best home births and the best hospital births have one thing in common: a sense among all persons present that this birth is sacred. This attitude, I have come to believe, is far more important than the room in which a woman gives birth. I hope that this book will help you to overcome our culture's messages and find your own power and strength as a birthing woman. No one can predict the physical aspects of your labor. But I have learned that if you bring all of yourself, your emotions, your intellect, your body, and your spirit to your baby's birth, you will be rewarded. I wish for you what I have received in my life: the ability to look back on giving birth with peace and joy. Part 1. Preparing for Your Baby's Birth. Chapter 1. You can do it. So, you want a natural birth. And, by choice or by circumstance, you will give birth in a hospital. You can do it. You will be fighting against the odds, yet a natural birth in the hospital is possible. It is feasible. Your hope is very realistic. In this book, you will meet women who achieved natural births in hospitals all over North America, as well as their partners and their loved ones. Their stories are inspiring and can teach you what it takes to give birth naturally. If you are like the majority of women in North America, you are interested in letting your body follow its natural course in labor, the same way that it has followed its natural course during your pregnancy. You are curious, apprehensive, or perhaps even scared about facing labor pain. You may believe that having access to the high-tech specialists and equipment of a hospital will put your mind at ease. But you hope that high-tech interventions will be saved for a serious emergency when they are absolutely necessary. Perhaps you have always known that you will give birth in a hospital, or perhaps you have investigated giving birth at home or in a birth center. Yet, your thoughts or research have led you to decide that these options are not right for you. Many women cannot explain why, but they know that they feel safest giving birth in a hospital. Other women would be interested in out-of-hospital options, but those options are not available or affordable where they live. And still other women find themselves in a high-risk category that makes out-of-hospital birth medically inadvisable. The bottom line is that you desire a natural birth, and you feel safest giving birth in a hospital. Setting the intention to achieve a natural hospital birth is a wonderful first step. Women merit the right to choose hospital birth without having to sacrifice the body's natural process. There is no good reason that pregnant women in North America should not be able to have what they most deeply desire. Natural birth in hospitals is possible. What it requires is taking responsibility and consciously preparing for your birth experience. Yes, you must trust many people around you to do their part. Yet, ultimately, this labor is yours. Once an egg and sperm have met and implanted in your body, no one else can turn them into a human being except you. You and no one else are responsible for birthing this baby. This concept may sound weighty, yet it is also freeing. Your partner, your mother, your best friend, and your doctor have opinions about how you should give birth. If you asked me, or any stranger on the street, we would probably have an opinion about how you should give birth. But none of us have to live in your body, in your mind, in your emotions, with your decisions. You do. In a hospital, you will be surrounded by authority figures who probably have far more knowledge than you of fetal heartbeats and blood vessels in an umbilical cord. These authority figures have expertise and skills. They also have intuition and personal histories and unique personalities. You get all of these when you choose a doctor or midwife and a hospital. You are also surrounded by protocols, lists of best practices that the hospital puts out as its internal laws. Protocols are strong guidelines for hospital staff and physicians. Though midwives and doctors can make decisions that are outside of protocol, they are usually reluctant to do so because this would increase their risk of a liability suit. Yet, protocols vary greatly. One hospital might sanction women going 24 hours without intervention after their waters break, while another hospital might endorse a shorter time of only 12 hours. One hospital may ask women not to eat or drink during a natural labor. Another hospital may encourage women to nourish themselves at will. You get to decide how much power to give these authority figures and protocols. Though they can be intimidating and even coercive, ultimately, no doctor can do anything to you without your consent. If you have experienced interventions in a previous birth, you already know how difficult it can be to maintain your confidence when a complication arises. However, you do have power. Doctors have authoritative knowledge, but so do you. Your body possesses wisdom and knowledge that no clinician could ever match. One example illustrates this. Fetal monitors are routinely used for most hospital births in North America. Belts around the woman's belly measure the fetal heartbeat and the frequency of the woman's contractions. A computer screen displays this information. The monitor appears to display the intensity of contractions, but in fact, external monitors cannot measure the intensity of contractions, only duration and frequency. At the first hospital birth I ever attended, I was struck by how the nurses and the grandmother-to-be watched the computer screen rather than the face of the laboring woman, Rachel. When Rachel said that a contraction was the worst one yet, her mother replied, "No, it wasn't. The one before went much higher." Our bodies know how to measure pain better than a machine does. Situations can arise in which your desire for a natural birth and your body's wisdom might seem to be at odds with your caregiver's advice or hospital protocol. Experiencing this tension can be scary. Indeed, fear is the most common reaction to this situation. Many natural birth advocates are deeply afraid of obstetrical practices. This apprehension can lead to an unfortunate situation in which a woman considers her care providers to be opponents instead of trusted allies. As I will discuss in a later chapter, fear has dire consequences for birth. If a woman's subconscious thinks there is an enemy in the room, it will shut down labor. It is vital that you see your caregiver as a member of your team, someone who is on your side. I believe it is possible to do this, even when you disagree with your caregiver. How do you do this? First, you must create a vision of birth for yourself. Then, you must communicate to everyone with whom you interact your commitment and desire to give birth naturally. In my experience as a doula, I have watched some tough-minded nurses and dogmatic doctors, the ones who normally bring out all the techno-wizardry at the slightest provocation, melt under the spell of a woman's commitment to natural birth. When care providers believe that a woman is committed, that she is fully informed, fully prepared, and genuinely speaking from her heart, they may walk through fire to help her get the birth experience that she desires. I will discuss how to create this team atmosphere in much greater detail later. Some medical caregivers, especially labor and delivery nurses, can and do offer the trust and commitment that allow a woman to experience natural birth. I interviewed a woman in Toronto who remembers how her nurse coached her through each contraction and kept telling her she was doing wonderfully. Even though this woman hadn't planned to do so, she ended up giving birth naturally. Most of the time, however, the key factor is the commitment of the birthing woman. You may have hoped that if you shopped carefully for your care provider, you would be able to just go along with whatever this practitioner suggests. In fact, this is the tack most women take, and many pregnancy books support. Though many authors advocate learning about your options, few help you evaluate the suggestions your care provider may give you. This book aims to give you the tools you need to use the recommendations of your care provider wisely and in ways that work best for you. What is a natural birth? Natural birth is defined differently by different people. Natural birth can refer to any of the following alone or in combination. Vaginal birth, with or without the use of pharmaceutical drugs. Birth without pain-relieving drugs. Birth without any drugs whatsoever. Birth with only select interventions allowed according to the mother's birth plan. Birth with the fewest interventions possible to support the health of the mother and baby. In this book, natural birth means the most instinctive, self-directed, intervention-free birth possible. Some birth experts prefer the term physiologic birth, which the American College of Nurse Midwives describes as birth that is powered by the innate human capacity of the woman and fetus. Although I too like the precision of physiologic birth, I do not think it is going to become a household term anytime soon. I find the phrase physiologic birth most useful when I am speaking with medically trained professionals, not when I am working with pregnant women. I have chosen to retain the phrase natural birth for this book because it is the way we tend to speak in everyday conversation. Every birth is unique, just as each one of us is a unique person. So, too, are our beginnings in this world. Though we may be able to group together some births as more natural and others as more interventionist, each birth is the culmination of an absolutely unrepeatable pregnancy. It represents a physical, emotional, and spiritual relationship between a mother and baby, as well as a unique set of circumstances. What is natural for one woman and one baby may seem artificial to another. The acceptable level of intervention varies across a spectrum of possibilities. In the end, there is no such thing as a birth free for
Sample complete. Ready to continue?